It's the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This episode is brought to you by Disney's Young Woman in the Sea, streaming on Disney Plus this Friday.
I've decided to swim the English Channel.
A woman?
I believe she'll die in that water.
From producer Jerry Bruckheimer and director Joachim Rønning comes the must-see true story, Daisy Ridley.
I go to England or die trying.
Trudy, you don't have to do this.
Don't let anyone take me out of the water, no matter what.
Disney's Young Woman and the Sea, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Streaming on Disney Plus this Friday.
When you hear a good idea, it's natural to do a double take. That's what you might do when you hear Discover. Automatically double the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with cash back match. Wait, what? Yep. Double the cash back is something so good, you might do a triple take. Get rewarded no matter who you are or how much you spend with Discover. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Was a big week for Alabama on the recruiting front, and they end it with a big kick.
You are Locked On Bama, your daily podcast on the Alabama Crimson Tide, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back into Locked On Bama, AHSA's radio network. Luke Robinson, that's me, and Bama Online's Jimmy Stein, that's him. And, Jimmy, we've got a lot to talk about today. We'll get into your countdown. We've got LT Overton. We got Richard Young. That's going to be one that everybody's going to want to talk about. But I think we'd start off with recruiting, okay? It's been a big week for Alabama. There have been some misses, but I wouldn't say they were, like, catastrophic. But one thing that capped off the week was a commitment from a kicker named Peter Nataro. Now, let me tell you about him just for a second. He is ranked as one of the top five kickers in the country. Again, huge deal. Seems to be a great guy. And you're like, boy, Peter Nataro, why would he want to go to Alabama from, you know, Pennsylvania? I mean, obviously, it seems like there may be some other opportunities, whatever. Alabama's great and all that. But there's an Alabama connection, Jimmy, and I don't even know if you know it. His mom and I went to high school together. She's from Birmingham. And I didn't know that's who that was initially. I knew her last name was Nataro. But I just didn't put two and two together until another classmate DM'd me and told me about it. And so I can't wait to get in touch with her and just talk to her about it, because the other thing is she comes from a big Auburn family. So That's very interesting. But I can tell you they are great, great people. His grandfather, I assume, still works in Birmingham. I don't know. He may be retired now. I don't know. I think he was in the dental profession. So super, super family. I can tell you that. And I am ecstatic that he's going to be coming to the University of Alabama. So Peter Nataro from North Allegheny in Pennsylvania, and big pickup for Bama.
Yes, kicking beyond this season is a good question. As we know, Alabama went into the portal to get a kicker because Connor Talty didn't clearly win the job this spring and impress. So they knew that they needed to upgrade a kicker, and they got the best kicker in the country, but he's a one-year deal. He's only got one more year of eligibility. So beyond him, it was going to be Connor Talty or whoever they could recruit. And they brought this kid into camp. He competed for this spot in camp against several other kids and sort of won the scholarship, or I should say won the preferred walk-on opportunity. A couple of interesting things, though, boy, down the road for people to think about. Yes, he has got a preferred walk-on offer. So he's committed to taking that walk-on opportunity to Alabama. Well, starting in 2025, as of right now, in terms of the rules that are expected, there will be no walk-ons in 2025. Everyone on the team will be on scholarship. So it'll be interesting to me to see is Nataro still on the team? And if so, he'll be on full scholarship. If he's not on the team, he'll be somewhere. If he's not on scholarship at Alabama, he'll just be somewhere else, because there will be no walk-ons starting in 2025. So I'm sure that was an interesting conversation with him about, hey, you know, you come here, you win a spot, then you're on the team, you know, or who knows how the call went, because it's got to be tough to recruit kids when all the rules like this are in flux, right? And no one really knows. But here's what we do know. Top five kicker per the Coles Kicking People You know, and there's every reason to be excited. He had other opportunities like Ohio State. I mean, you know, so a lot of big schools were really interested in this kid. And it's crazy that, because for those that don't know, that don't listen to the show every day, Luke went to a really small high school. This wasn't like
with no football.
It wasn't like this classmate of his was one of hundreds, you know, at Mountain Brook or Spain Park or Fairhope. No, this is a small private school. So quite coincidental that Luke ends up with a parent of a player.
It's not even coincidental. It's downright hilarious because I would say I don't know that anybody from Indian Springs has ever had a relative play football before. You know, on the collegiate level, I don't know. But I can tell you this. I graduated in a class of 49 people. And we had about 250 people, 8th through 12th grade when I was there. Now, there may be more there now. I don't know. And I graduated 42nd out of 49, and I am dang proud of it. Let me tell you what. Because we had some – you know how Alabama's got dudes on the football field? We had dudes in the classroom. I was not a dude. I was not even a preferred walk-on. I was a – you almost – I was in the No Child Left Behind program for Indian Springs.
You were the child left behind.
Yeah. No, they were like, look, we've got to get somebody with you know, some dementia or, you know, brain damage in this so that we can, you know, maybe get some federal money. I don't know. Anyway, so wrapping that up, that's great. The kicker, and we keep saying top five, he's actually top four. He's rated as number four kicker in the country. Then let's see. So it was a big week for Bama. Otherwise, obviously, Justin Hill, we can't talk about that enough. We actually, you know, had to on July 3rd, kind of in the shank of the evening for me, about 8:30, do our last podcast to talk about Justin Hill and how fantastic that was. So Alabama's just, again, had another fantastic week, and it could get even better very soon. You know, there's Caleb Cunningham out there. There's AJ out there. There's Ty Haywood. You guys don't have announcement dates, though.
Yeah, there's no announcement dates, I don't think, for any of those guys. They're just going to make their decision when they make it. They may have an announcement that they have an announcement, or they may just commit. It could happen today. It could happen sometime soon. This is what we're expecting at BOL. We've said BOL, our information is, or our prediction, I guess you could say, is that all three will make a decision by the end of this month. But it could also be tomorrow.
Yeah, I was muted, but that's okay. Other big recruiting news, and I don't know if this affects Alabama or not. I could make a case it probably does. Dakarian Moore, who is the wide receiver for Keelan Russell in Dallas, correct?
Yep.
Okay. He committed in somewhat of a surprise move. I guess it wasn't much of a surprise because Pete Thamel ruined it by, I think, losing track of the time zone and posting his commitment 2 hours before Dakarian Moore wanted to commit.
Recruiting sin. You know, I love Pete. I mean, I think Pete's great, and he is a pro. That was just an accident, but it just goes to show how
– can happen to anybody.
You got to be careful with that. I mean, it's just not – it's just not cool for the kid, you know.
Yeah, it's not. And you could tell Moore was pretty PO'd about it. He commits to Oregon and instead of Texas, which a lot of people – he was committed to LSU at one time. Then he decommits. You know, Alabama was sort of hoping because of Keelan Russell that maybe they'd get in on him, but Alabama fans at least. But now he's at Oregon or committed to Oregon. So the way I wonder if this affects Bama is, will Texas turn up the heat on somebody like Lockett or some other receiver that Alabama's looking at?
Right. I think that's a great question, and I've seen some reference to that as, oh boy, now they're really gonna focus on Lockett. My argument or my counter to that would be, I think they were focusing on Lockett before. I'm not sure they could recruit Lockett any harder than they were already recruiting Lockett when they're. I mean, now I guess some people think, well, now you freed up some NIL money that you could put in another pot, you know, and maybe that's the case, but. I don't really think that's how it works largely, particularly at a school like Texas. You know, they're going to have an extremely competitive offer. for Lockett, no matter what happens. And personally, I mean, there's no way to really know this, Luke, but I think it's fair to say that if Lockett just wants the most NIL money possible, then it's probably not going to be Alabama. But most kids don't. You know, we didn't talk about much here on the show, but, you know, On3 in Nashville hosts a seminar, a convention of elite prospects where all they do is discuss NIL. And those kids were given an anonymous survey about recruiting in NIL and how much money they were offered and all this. And a majority of the kids said that it's not about to them the biggest NIL offer. It was important and they wanted to be treated fairly. But once they were treated fairly, it was about other things. Not every kid just wants the most money possible. Now, some kids do. There's no question that's true. But just don't assume every kid wants the most money possible. That the kids themselves have reported, even in an anonymous survey like that, that's not the case.
Interesting. And I'll tell you what, I'm glad Dak Moore has moved on to Oregon just so Alabama doesn't have to play against him at either place. So kind of works out. Jimmy, when we come back, it's time to get back into your countdown with one Richard Young. Right now, though, I got to tell you about Game Time. Once again, I'm not going to use the live read notes they give me. I'm just going to do this on my own. Love Game Time. I've used it a gazillion times. Gazillion may be overstating, but who's counting? I love Game Time. I've used it a bunch for NBA, for World Series games, for other Major League Baseball games, for college football, college basketball, college baseball. I use it for college baseball. You can use it for concerts. You can use it for all kinds of things. And what you want to do is go download the app. Just go to Game Time anywhere you get your apps and download the Game Time app. Use code LOCKEDONCOLLEGE for $20 off your first purchase. Terms do apply, but I'm telling you, it's the best app out there for getting your tickets. They've got price guarantees. You can see where your seat is going to be. It's awesome. You will absolutely love it. Go check out Game Time today and use code LOCKEDONCOLLEGE for $20 off that first order.
Hear that? That's what cooked when you order juicy beef sounds like. The steaming hug of two slices of melted cheese, the crunch of tangy pickles and sliced onions, all topped with a toasted sesame seed bun. That's the sound of a McDonald's Quarter Pounder with cheese.
Fresh beef at participating U.S. McDonald's. Excludes Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
All right, so Richard Young, this is an interesting take. And, you know, I always like to think of something fun to do with the thumbnails for the pictures on YouTube. And I always try to come up with something cute. Sometimes I'm lazy, but this time I was like, okay, how about Young's restless? I mean, I kind of like that because it's not that he's restless in terms of in terms of not getting to play. I mean, he's restless like he doesn't seem to be a dude that takes a lot of plays off. When he's been in there, he seems to be getting after it pretty doggone well. I think he had a nice spring. Here's the truth of the matter, though, is he's got 9 carries for 24 yards and a touchdown in his career. We, as a fan base, seem to be in love with Richard Young despite those stats. Maybe rightfully so, because he is a monster of a human being. And I think we would be even more in love with him if we didn't have Jam Miller and Justice Haynes in front of him.
Yeah, if you told me right now that Alabama's starting running back and he was going to get 20 carries a game was going to be Richard Young, my response to that would be, okay, good. Fine. I mean, I think the kid I saw this spring and the opportunities we got to see him looked like a guy who was ready to play SEC football and be a starting running back. And he's had a year to learn the small things, the blitz pickups, catching the ball, all the little things that backs have to do. And, you know, most of them that are rated highly like him, they show up ready to run the ball. I mean, they're good at that. They just kind of came out of the womb doing that. But you got to learn the little things to get ready. And he has. And I think he's probably as good as any running back number three in the country. And I think when he gets his opportunities, he's going to be really good. But he's behind Jam Miller. He's behind Justice Haynes. That's understandable. And I think we should all be good with that. It's just a fact Alabama's got three. That's why I ranked him so high up here. I'm thinking about number 31 on the roster, even though He's a redshirt. He redshirted a year ago and hasn't really played, like Luke said, 9 carries, all garbage time. Not too much you can read into that. He hadn't been great in any of those 9 carries, but we saw that he was great in some carries on A-Day. You know, I'm excited about Richard Young, Luke. I mean, if he, like I said, if I learned he was going to be the starter, I would be like on board because I think he's ready. I mean, kids, that's ultimately the question, right? Who's ready to be a starter and help the team win SEC football games? And I think Richard Young is. And boy, Alabama's just got a good situation running back. He runs hard. This is a kid that doesn't want to go down. He is an effort guy, along with being highly blessed. I mean, he's got a major, major talent, but he's also blue collar in the way that he runs. And I think the fans are going to love him.
Interesting thought on this. At least I think it's interesting. I shouldn't say something's interesting and then say it, and then what if it's not interesting? But, all right, how about this? You talked about if each, you know, if any of these guys were the starters, I think you'd be happy. I probably would be too. If we said, you know, hey, Richard Young's going to be the starter over Jam Miller and Justice Haynes, I think we'd all be okay with that. But here's my thing. We've seen him run very, very hard when he's run. What's going to be interesting is if he does get a bunch of carries, will he continue to be that hungry? Because I think when you are super hungry and you're like, I got to show what I got. Now, we've talked about that on some other instances in the podcast where we feel like if you try too hard, sometimes that's when you make mistakes. But, you know, for a running back, when they're trying their dangdest, you know, like I want to make my mark. I want to do my thing while I'm out here. I wonder if that'll carry over. Will he still be that hungry when he's a starter? Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it does. And it does. I just have zero for a player I haven't seen play in a college football game when the game mattered. I have really unhealthy confidence in Richard Young. I just have no worries here. None. I think he's going to be great. I think he's going to be good now. I think he's going to be great later. And I think that he runs his style of running. He runs angry. There's that angry run segment on Good Morning Football with Kyle Brandt. I think Richard Young is a future winner of that scepter that Kyle Brandt gives out because he does run with a hunger and an anger. That's just his style. He's also, by the way, a home run hitter. I mean, he'll score from 60 yards out. Hard to come up with a comp, too, at Alabama because I think he's sort of unique in the sense that he runs like he's a big B-Rob type. But he's not B-Rob. So, here's a pretty good comp. You know, really, is Trent Richardson. I mean, to me, his style is a little Trentish. Obviously, you know, Trent was more impactful as a true freshman, though. You got to hand Trent that.
Yeah, I sort of get an Eddie Lacy meets Trent Richardson vibe. Maybe a more in shape. Eddie Lacy and maybe less upper body built Trent Richardson.
I don't know. He's pretty built, but yeah.
He's built.
Trent was a freak.
Trent looked like
Trent was a freak.
Some kind of cartoon character.
We forget how good Trent was because, again, we've talked about it on the show about how a disappointing NFL career will color how people remember you even in college. Trent was a Heisman finalist at Alabama. He was absolutely fantastic. At Alabama and his
experience. He'll have the greatest run in Alabama history in that Ole Miss game.
I knew what you were talking about. Yeah, when he made the kid fall down.
Yeah, I was at that game with two of my kids, and it was like, what just happened? I mean, that was cray-cray. So anyway, Jimmy, when we come back, we're going to talk about another interesting case and somebody that everybody's looking forward to in LT Overton. But right now, I want to tell you about eBay Motors. We all love eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights. I don't know what most of those things are, but eBay Motors does. And they got more than that. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay's guaranteed fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, you're not burning cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home some huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions do apply. And eBay guaranteed fit, of course, is only available to U.S. customers.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Okay, if we were unimpressed with Richard Young's stats to date, LT Overton's stats last year were 17 total tackles and only six solo. So
he was a part-time starter.
Yeah, he's a part. Now, I'm guessing, and I just don't remember. I'm looking at his stats here. He only played in five games. So
yeah, banged up a little bit.
And as my daughter calls me again, it's Jimmy, it's uncanny. So he only played in five games. I'm assuming he was injured because he only played in five games, like in the middle of the season too. But
must have been banged up.
His freshman year in 2022, he had 31 total tackles, 12 solo, 19 assists, obviously, if you can do math, only one sack though. So again, we're fired up about this guy. One time, boy, this is it feels like he was being recruited 32 years ago. But at one time, he was considered to be the number one prospect in the country for his class.
Yeah, and that's hard to forget, even though it was a little while back. I mean, this is a true five-star prospect. Look, a couple of things that I think – I'm not explaining away what happened at A&M because I think we got to take that seriously that, hey, so far to date, his career hasn't been what it's cracked up to be. We could say the same thing about Damani Jackson, you know, at Alabama, who's a five-star type that has not been great, you know, at Southern Cal. LT wasn't great at A&M. Now, was he not great because he's overrated? Okay, maybe so. But here's also some reasons. He probably should have redshirted. I mean, if you think about a reclassification and then the guy's going to play at the line of scrimmage, I mean, what 12th grader is ready to play at the line of scrimmage? You know, I mean, he's a front seven guy. He's not a wide receiver or even a quarterback. I mean, he's in there mixing it up with 300-pound grown men. So he probably should have redshirted, and that would have helped his development. But an even bigger issue at A&M, to me, Luke, wasn't the coaching, wasn't Jimbo Fisher. It was the fact that he was playing a stand-up linebacker position, and he's too big and heavy and isn't properly framed for that. I know he wanted to play that, and heck, I want to be, you know, a quarterback. But I'm not built to do that, you know, at a high level. And LT Overton is just not built to play linebacker in the SEC. He's a down lineman. So I think A&M, they should have redshirted him, and they should have played him in a different position. Now, ironically, it took a scheme change at Alabama, but I think LT Overton at Alabama's bandit position is finally in. I mean, we found the square peg and found a square hole for him. I mean, he fits this. He's also no longer super young. He would be a true sophomore had he stayed in high school, the typical year two guy that has a big, you know, we always talk about that jump from year one to year two. We may see that jump with LT Overton this year because this would be his year one to year two. He's bigger, stronger. He's playing a better position, surrounded by good players, got good coaches. He's excited about playing. We're going to see a better LT Overton. Let me tell you, and since he's going to be on the field quite a bit, he's not the primary pass rusher in this defense. That'll be the wolf position, whether that's Q Rob or Keanu Coote. But I think LT Overton could lead this team in sacks. That's a bold prediction for somebody who's only had one sack in 2 years at A&M. But I think he could, if he holds on to that starting spot at Bandit, I think he could be, you could be talking about 8 or 9 sacks from this guy. Mute.
I was stunned silent. No, I was mute. I was stunned silent by your prediction. No,
it's kind of stunning considering, but heck, if he doesn't lead the team in sacks, I mean, Q Rob probably will. And even that's bold based on Q Rob's sack numbers to date, you know, but someone has to.
I'm going to take an even bolder stance. I think Ryan Williams leads this team in sacks.
It's Ryan Williams' podcast.
Okay. All right, that's going to do it for today's podcast, guys. We appreciate all your tuning in. I appreciate all the new followers recently. Gotten a ton of them. You guys are the absolute best. We've got some other things. Obviously, we're going to finish up Jimmy's countdown next week. We're going to hopefully
Speaking of Ryan Williams, kind of coming up.
Wait a minute.
Coming up soon.
You got him in the 20s?
He's going to be in the 20s. See?
Okay.
I knew this would.
If for those who want to send Jimmy hate mail like me. all right. That's going to do it for today.
Get lined.
That's good. Yeah, this may not even have anything to do with Ryan Williams. all right. That'll do it for today's podcast. We'll be back very soon with more. And until then, roll tide, everybody.
Roll tide.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.